Okay, Larry, it's time for the theme song.
Yeah, Bob. What do I do?
Let's see. I know, you play the guitar.
Bob, I don't have any hands.
Oh, you're right. Well, okay, well, you play this.
I don't want to play that. It'll look silly.
Oh, come on. It'll be fun.
Nope. Not gonna do it.
It's for the kids.
Oh, okay. But they better not laugh.
All right. Better get on out there.
If you like to talk to tomatoes, if a squash can make you smile, if you like to waltz with potatoes up and down the produce aisle, have we got a show for you.
Kids, and welcome to Veggie Tales. I'm Bob the Tomato.
And I'm Larry the Cucumber.
And we're here to answer your questions.
Yep.
Now this week we got a letter from Pete McGinnis in Newcastle, Indiana.
Hey, Pete.
Pete writes, "Dear Bob and Larry, I'm depressed. All my friends are in Mrs. Peterson's class, but I got stuck in Mr. Schubert's class. If God loves me, why do bad things happen? Your friend Pete." Wow, that's a tricky one.
Sure is.
Well, Pete, I know a Bible story that I think could help you a lot.
Bob?
Yeah?
I thought we were going to do a Western this time.
A what?
A Western. You know, with cowboys and tumbleweeds and little doggies. You promised we could, right before I went to cowboy camp.
I think what Pete needs here is a Bible story, Larry.
You promised, Bob.
Promised? Did I really say promise?
Yes, you did, Bob.
I really think we need to do a Bible story.
A Western, Bob.
A Bible story.
A Western, Bob.
Can we have a second?
Bob, you pumped. I can't do a Western this time.
Bob, I can prepare.
I need the Bible.
Jingle, jingle, jingle. Look, it's the same gallon hat.
What do you mean?
No.
Jingle, jingle, jingle.
Oh man. Well, after a bit of discussion, Larry and I have decided that what you really need, Pete, is a Western Bible story.
That's right.
So, without further ado...
The Ballad of Little Joe.
A long, long time ago, way out in the West somewhere...
That's right, the West.
There lived a group of brothers.
Cowboy brothers.
Right. Cowboy brothers.
Hello, little doggies.
With French accents.
What?
It's a French Western.
Okay. Anyway, there was Reuben.
Ho-ho.
Simeon.
Bonjour.
Levi.
Adi.
Izzy.
Yahoo.
Zeb.
Hello.
Gad.
Yes, I.
Ash.
Yahoo.
Dan.
Hey, pardon.
Natty.
It was.
Oh, and Jude.
Hey, Jude!
Hey.
Then there was baby Ben, but he was too little to come outside. Oh, and one more. Little Joe.
Look who finally decided to get up!
Hey, guys, wait till you hear about the crazy dream I had last night.
Quiet, Little Joe, we are working here.
Oh, right.
Little Joe was a little different than the others. Besides talking differently, God had given him great organizational abilities.
You should see his sock drawer.
What kind of work are you doing, exactly?
We must count our sheep, but every time we do...
Well, maybe it wouldn't be so boring if you put the sheep in groups of 5 or 10. Then, you just have to count the groups. I bet you'd have your work done in no time.
What a ridiculous idea!
You know nothing about sheep! I'll put them in groups of 10.
So, can I tell you about my dream now?
Come and get it!
Not so fast, fellas. Before we eat, I have a special announcement. I think we all know that today is Little Joe's birthday.
Papa.
I baked it myself.
All together.
Yippee-ki-yay, today is a special day. Yippee-ki-yay, today we celebrate you. Little Joe, take a bow.
Look, I made a frosting cow.
Little Joe, give it the rest.
We all know Pa likes you the best.
Yippee-ki-yay, happy ki-yay birthday, hey!
Aw, you shouldn't have.
Finally, we agree on something.
For me?
What are you waiting for? Try it on!
What do we get for our birthday presents?
Mittens.
Little Joe is wearing a vest made from the finest calf hides. Perfect for riding the range or going a courting. This is one vest that says, look at me, I'm something special.
And what do mittens say?
They say, you are not as special as your brother.
And for my birthday wish, I want to tell you all about my latest dream. It was the strangest thing.
In the fields where the cowboys practice, out beneath the desert sky stood a dozen cactus.
Cactuses? Cacti? Cacti?
Continue.
11 cactus, those were you, gathered round the other. The one that was me, their dearest little brother. Their dearest little brother.
Crazy, huh?
What are you saying? That you will rule over us like a king?
It was just a dream, right? It's not really gonna happen. Maybe you should cut down on the bratwurst before bed, huh?
Needless to say, Joseph's dreams didn't make his brothers like him any better.
Hey, why are we at this old abandoned mine shaft?
This is where we hid your birthday present.
Wow. Very, creative.
It's time to get what you've got coming to you.
Oh, I can't wait. I don't see a birthday present.
You are not looking hard enough.
Okay. No, I still don't see anything.
Well then, how about now?
Whoa! Guys? A goat must have bumped me or something. Little help?
We'd love to, but we're too busy bowing down before you.
Hey, guys, this isn't funny.
Really? It made me laugh.
Hey, who's that? What are you guys doing? Come on, joke's over. Ha ha, real funny. Guys? Guys?
Tie this around your middle.
Who are you?
Never you mind. Just tie the rope.
Well, finally. Oh, dear.
Happy trails, dreamer!
Joe didn't know where he was or where he was going. He'd never been away from the ranch before, and now here he was on the run with dangerous men.
Mr. Desperado, did you put out the campfire last night?
I thought I'd go insane. Then little Joe, he came along and turned the whole ship right. It's been a month of Sunday since we last had a fight. Looks like another record month.
Sorry, duty calls.
My life is a disaster. A sea of endless pain. A picnic promising the sun, but giving only rain. So listen to my tale of woe before we bid adieu. It's why my heart is heavy. It's why I am so blue.
Peanuts, get your hot roasted peanuts.
Over here, I'll take one.
Life is a joke, a trifle, a folly. Even my dog is a melancholy. My happy days are slow. That's why I'm so blue. That's why I'm blue.
Peanuts, get your hot roasted peanuts. Get them while they're hot.
I'm slow.
Boy, that song's getting shorter every week. Here you go, boss. Oh, and by the way, the peanuts make them thirsty, so get ready to sell a lot of root beer.
You're a natural, my lad. And that's why you've earned this. I wasn't sure if you'd work out when I bought you from those desperados. But congratulations, my lad.
Employee of the month? Oh, thank you, Mr. McPotifer. I won't let you down, you'll see. From now on, I'll work harder than ever.
C'est Joseph.
Oh, hello, Kitty.
That's Miss Kitty to you.
Whatever you say.
Look, little Joe, don't be a sap. No one's looking. Take this money and get out of here.
Why would I do that?
You and I both know you don't want to be here. With this much cash, you can get back home.
I'm sorry, Miss Kitty, but stealing is wrong. If I took that money, I'd be disobeying God. Not to mention I'd probably lose my status as Employee of the Month. Good day, Miss Kitty.
To show you there's no hard feelings about you-know-what, I made some alterations to your costume for you.
Oh, well, that's really kind of you, but I wasn't aware that it went to... It's a tad heavier than before.
I put some extra stuffing in it. Thief! There's a thief among us.
All right. What seems to be the trouble here?
This man has been stealing from dear old McPotifar since the day he arrived here.
Little Joe?
This does not look good.
Joe, me lad, how could you?
What do you have to say for yourself?
I'm innocent.
Tell it to the judge.
Hi, everyone. This is Larry. Normally, this would be the time when the narrator comes on and says, "And now it's time for Silly Songs with Larry, the part of the show where Larry comes out and sings a silly song." But I've been thinking and talking with the guys.
And we've decided it's time to broaden our scope artistically.
Yeah, we're artists!
Word up!
There's a time to be silly, and there's a time to be serious.
A time to open up your heart
and show how you feel artistically.
'Cause we all have something to share.
Your eyes see right through my disguise,
and no one can deny,
baby, that I'm the one whose love is no surprise.
And he can't tell you no lie.
But there's a secret I've been hiding, I can't keep it no more.
There's this thing about himself he's never told you before,
baby. Never heal.
So to you he appeals.
There's something missing in my middle, and it's hard to ignore.
There's this thing about himself he's never told you before.
Maybe
he needs to tell you something.
I don't got a belly button.
Oh,
I need to tell you something.
Have you figured out he don't got a belly button? Belly button, no.
Covered by your shirt, but not your HMO.
Belly button. Belly button.
A stylish something absent from my Pinterest decor.
There's this thing about himself he's never told you before.
Maybe
he needs to tell you something.
I don't got a belly button. Oh, I need to tell you something.
You figured out he don't got a belly button. Belly button, no. Oh, no, no.
No belly button.
Do I at least get a lollipop?
Oh, Joe, oh, little Joe.
You put more stuffing in our cots. The furnace is rebuilt. You taught us to respect ourselves and even how to quilt.
A year ago, my little jail was busting at the seams. Criminals, both left and right, were stacked up to the beam. Joe, he came along and taught them all a trade. And I just bought a Stetson with the money that he's made.
A year ago, Miss Kitty up and sent me off to jail.
hand it to you. You've got the best attitude of any prisoner I've ever had.
God is good, Sheriff Bob, so what have I got to be down about?
Well, if God is really good, why is all this stuff happening to you?
I don't know that yet, but I will when it's time. I just need to keep doing what's right.
All right, men, lights out. Another day of quilting tomorrow.
And that's when I woke up screaming. Well, what does my dream mean, Joe?
Mine too. What do they mean? Well, there's good news and there's bad news. You're going back to work today, but you're being sent up the river. Congratulations! So sorry.
Anyone here? Oh, yes, dear Baker, I have wonderful news. The mayor has given you a full pardon. He wants you to resume your duties immediately.
And I'm extending an invitation to you, Mr. Blacksmith, to join my chain gang up the river.
How do you do that?
Oh, well, I've always just had this thing for dreams. Just another way God made me special.
Yeah, and he loves you very much, I've heard. Little Joe really believed God loved him. Still, every now and then, he'd wonder what God was up to.
Hey, God. Little Joe here. Not to complain or anything, but what's going on? I tell people what their dreams mean, and they always come true. But you gave me a dream a long time ago, and I'm in jail. And I didn't even do anything. I'm trying to do what's right. But I'm a little confused. Well, please be with Pa and Baby Benjamin and most of my brothers. Okay. And Jude, too. Good night, God.
The very next day, who should show up but the mayor himself?
As I believe we can all see here, the town's reserves are down a good 25% due to the fact that our bank is robbed, on average, every other week.
Hey!
Pizza roll?
Yeah. It was horrible, just horrible. And it was so real, like it was really happening.
Oh, that sounds dreadful. At any rate, as I was saying about our bank...
But what did it mean? Is there anyone in Dodgeball City who can interpret dreams?
Begging the mayor's pardon, but I know someone who might be able to help.
My banker tells me you can interpret dreams.
No, I can't, sir.
What?
I can't interpret your dreams, but God can. He'll give me the answer you're looking for.
Right. Well, he better, or I'll put you back in that jail and you'll never get out. Let's get started. Earlier today, I had the strangest dream. 7 cows sat on a hill, so big and fat, I got my grill. I was thinking about a barbecue. Then 7 scrawny ones came along and gulped the big fat cows. Were gone. And then I dreamt I was in front of a large group of people in my underwear. What's that about? So come on, start interpreting.
Well, it's really quite simple. The 7 fat cows mean 7 years of plenty are a-coming. More food than you can imagine. And the 7 skinny cows mean 7 years of terrible famine. Famine so bad, the good years will be all but forgotten.
If this is true, what do we do?
Well, during the good years, you should store away as much food as possible to give back to the people during the 7 bad years. And Dodgeball City will be saved. Of course, you'll need someone with great organizational abilities to make sure it all works.
Archie, what's the state of your sock drawer?
A little disorganized, I'm afraid.
That's what I thought. Cucumber, you're in charge.
Excuse me?
Well, what are you doing standing around here? You've got a city to save.
So the mayor made Little Joe the most powerful man in Dodgeball City. After him, of course. And just like always, Little Joe got right to it, doing things right and making stuff work.
Little Joe, oh, Little Joe.
Town.
Yeah.
Oh, what is it, Little Joe? What's wrong?
Well, sir, I've got a family out there somewhere. I just hope they're all right.
Oh, I'd be surprised if this drought was that widespread. I'm sure they're right as rain.
We are doomed!
Calm down, brothers. Things do look a little bleak. But if we stick together, we'll get through this as a family. Right, Paul?
We are doomed.
What can I do you for?
We hear tell you've got yourself some food stored up. So, we reckon we'd come on down to see if we could buy some from you.
How many in your family?
Just the 11 of us now. One of our brothers got ate up in a wild gopher accident, but that was years ago.
Mighty sorry to hear that.
We have regretted it every day since.
He was my closest brother, and I barely even remember him.
Where's your pa?
He could not make the trip.
His heart is broken.
Y'all see the sheriff. He'll take care of you. Give them whatever they need, but don't let them go till I say so.
Are you okay, Little Joe?
I'm fine, but whatever you do, don't use my name around him.
Whatever you say.
To know if my brothers have changed, I need a test. You strangers ready to go?
I reckon so. Your man gave us everything we need. We tried to pay, but he would not hear of it.
Now I wonder why he wouldn't take money from a bunch of low-down nerdy thieves.
Pardon?
You heard me. You all came a long way just to get caught robbing me.
Now see here. We are not thieves.
We can't buy some food. But if this is a problem, I...
Them ain't pepperonis, partner.
There's been a mistake!
You bet there's been a mistake. Your brother tried to steal from me. And we don't take kindly to stealing around these here parts.
But you don't understand. My pa has already lost one boy. A boy he loved very much. And it was my fault. I cannot let him lose Benjamin, too. Keep me prisoner and let my brother go free.
All right. Everybody get out of there. Little Joe, we got a problem. Little Joe?
So, you'd really sacrifice yourselves for your brother?
It's time to tell you who I really am. Brothers, it's me!
Little Joe!
You are not still upset about that little mineshaft joke, are you?
Little Joe, I am to blame for what happened to you. Punish me, but I beg of you, let my brothers go.
Hey, Jude, what you did was wrong, and it hurt me very much. But what you intended for harm, God used for good, to save you all. To save everyone! To save Pa. How could I not forgive you?
Yeah!
Hey! You boys forgot your mittens!
Little Joe!
Pa!
My boy!
That's the story of how a very bad thing became a very good thing and led to the happiest family reunion the West had ever seen.
That was great, Bob. That was the best Western Bible story I ever heard.
Well, thanks, Larry. We're over here by QWERTY to talk about what we learned today.
And so what we have learned applies to our lives today. God has a lot to say in His book. You see, we know that God's word is for everyone. And now that our song is done, we'll take a look.
Just a little something I whipped up in cowboy camp.
Yahoo. So, what did we learn today?
That you can learn a lot about a person from their sock drawer.
Maybe, but no. You see, good things and bad things happen to everyone. God made Little Joe a great organizer. That was good. But his brothers were mean to him, and he ended up in jail for no reason. That was bad. But God can use the good stuff and the bad stuff and put it all together to make something great.
Hey, Bob, let's see if QWERTY has a verse for us.
Okay.
Hey, QWERTY, you got anything?
Cowboy camp?
Got a merit badge for that one. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God. Romans 8:28.
Yep. So, Pete, even though you aren't in the class you wanted to be in, remember that God loves you just as much as He loved Little Joe. And if you try to do what's right, you might be amazed at what God has planned for you.
Time to go. I gotta get ready for the next show.
Where are you going now?
Danish immersion camp.
What?
Flav, Gurk, Flav. Remember, God made you special.
And that's a good thing.
And He loves you very much.
And that's a great thing.
Goodbye!
Thank you.